You taught the importance of performing one's chanting without inattention. Inattention is counted as one of the apparatus. Even if one successfully overcomes offenses in chanting, and one is chanting continuously, love of God may not come. If you overcome the 10 offenses, we are chanting continuously. Still, the love of God will not come. If we are chanting inattentive. That is how powerful and attentive chanting is. We can avoid, we are avoiding the 10 offenses. Yes, which is good. And we are continuously chanting. But if we are chanting inattentively, the pure name will not come. The pure name will hide. One should know that the reason for this is that what is committing your faith, not us, Pramada. Or inattention. That means inattentive tempting is very dangerous. Because even if we have overcome the ten of us, we're not committing any of the ten of us, we are perfectly covered. But we are still inattentive. The pure will not come. Still the pure will come inside. That is how dangerous inattentive chanting is. It will block our progress. Inattentive chanting, Barbita said, Pari Pantino. Pari Pantino, stumbling blocks, barrier. That is inattentive chanting. It's a barrier for progress. You know, when you are traveling, they say the road blocks, you cannot go. The road is blocked, you cannot go. Similarly, on the part of Godhead, if inattentiveness is the road block, it's a road block, you cannot go. So inattentive chanting has to be clear. Pramada may mean madness. In Bhagavatam, Pramada is madness. Madness. Albert Sekula said, but here the meaning is inattention or carelessness. Pramada means inattention or careless. It's careless. What is careless? Careless. Yes, one day we in Vrindavan, we went to Uchiga. And we are on top of that hill. We had Krishna and cowhead boys. He said, that you remember? Yes, Prabhu was there, 2003. We went to Uchigan in Vrindavan. At the Lajata Sakhi's place. So we went on top of the hill with Krishna the cowherd boy used to play. And the stone slabs where he used to take their prasad. The different holes on the stones. The different holes on the stones. Because it was the plate. In the plate the cowherd boys they used to take their prasad. So on top of Uchigan you see different holes on the stone slab. And there was the one which was big like this. And there was water inside. There was water. So give my camera to one devotee to take us a picture. So he took a picture. We're still there at that point. It's small. So I gave my camera to one devotee. Please take us a picture. So he took the picture. I was standing this side, he was standing on that side. So he was returning the camera to me. I was busy talking with another devotee. My hand was stretched to him to collect the camera. But at the same time, I was talking to another devotee. And he also was talking to another person, thinking that the camera is my hand, he released the hand, he felt it and he went, that was the end of that camera, it didn't work again. What is that?
Careless.
No attention. I was not attentive. He was not attentive. I was not attentive. Both of us are thinking. Everything is okay. But nothing was all right. They come out and drop this at the bottom. And that was it. You know, see? The camera is gone. Because of? Inattentive. I was not attentive. He was not attentive. Still, my hand was touched to pull the camera. I was thinking of somebody else. Similarly, so Aridastic class is madness. It's not madness. It's not madness. It's destructive. Inattentive chanting is destructive. Remember? Bactalion. Now he did a perception for me. But that's in Bactalion. So it, like I don't even come to take a picture that. Yes. So what's the result of inattentiveness? Destruction of whatever you want. So inattentiveness will destroy our body, our job. Even if we are keeping the 10 offenses, if we are not attentive, it is still genuine. Prema will not go. The result of our chanting is what? Christian prayer. Inattentiveness will not allow us to attain the goal of our chanting, which is Christian prayer. Therefore, we have to be very careful in our chanting. It is from this offense that all other offenses spring. The wise men recognize three types of inattention. Inattention is of three kinds. Inattention, Ramada, is of three kinds. Indifference, or no attention. That is one, indifference. Or no attention. Two, laziness. And three, distraction. Distraction means we are giving attention to something else. That is distraction. That's what happened in my case. Right? Distraction means that our attention is given to something else. So we are distracted from something we are supposed to give attention to. Distraction. Laziness. And?
Distraction.
Distraction. Distraction. Laziness.
Indifference.
How many? Three of them. Make they give birth to the 10 offenses. So in other words, we should try to be attentive. If we are attentive, the remaining 10 offenses will be covered. If one is attentive, we won't commit 10 offenses. The 10 offenses will be covered. Getting wet faith, a jiva will take up a name by chanting regularly, counting on a tulasi manner carefully. It will develop attraction for the name. However, until that attraction has actually developed, one will be very careful about how one chants. careful with how we chant. When one enters into the kitchen, what do we want to do in the kitchen? When you enter in the kitchen, what do you want to do? Cooking? Sleeping? Discussion? What? Cooking. Right, that is what you say. So when one entered the altar, what are you trying to do? When you entered the altar?
Service. Altar service.
Want to do altar service. Right? So when one takes a deed, when you take a deed and sit down, what are you trying to do?
Chanting service.
Huh? Chanting. Discussion?
Yeah.
No? No discussion?
No.
It's what?
Chanting.
So, just what you are saying, the way you are saying. So when we take deed and sit down, we want to chant, right? It's chanting. Not discussion? No?
No.
Not planning our day's activity?
No.
No? No conference? No management? No? No management? Is what?
Only chanting.
Right? So when you are doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna in the morning, the devotee comes to you. What is that? Japa?
Huh?
Distraction. That is? Distraction. Right? No management in Japa. You shouldn't do management in Japa. Japa. So in Japa business. We take bead and sit down with the Japa business. Nothing else. That is Japa. Yes. We don't have to plan the things we're going to do for that day. We don't need the conference in that day. We don't need management at that time. No, it is the job. So Sarada Sakura is saying that when one, a jiva, becomes fortunate to take up the holy name with a little faith, what you faith, what has taken the name, and because we have not reached that stage, we should be very careful with how we chant. How we chant has a serious consequence to what our chant. How we chant. In other words, it's not just to take bead. We have to really prepare ourselves. For example, practical technology, practical application. If you want to have a good job, then plan it a day before. For me, anyone who calls me at that time, it is a missed call. Except Krishna is calling.
any other person
apart from Krishna is a miscall. Chaitanya, whatever is there, your wife or husband, please, for this Japan, not your child, not your child, for your husband or your wife, please, this time is Japan. Child is okay. Child is okay. For your husband or for your wife, whoever, tell the person this time is the time I have to communicate. I want the holy name to touch my consciousness. I want what? The holy name to touch my consciousness. For this period, I don't want any disturbance. I want to make friendship with the name. I want to make friendship with the name. Therefore, whatever will be the distraction, we should try to keep it away. I think we are taking things for granted. And speaking, I just remember something. So it's helping me to understand how we are taking things for granted in our movement. I know some time back we're trying to do some other spiritual things. Say for example, astral travel, astral projection. You know the requirement for the practice? The training which we give. So that what?
No disruption.
Nobody comes there to open the door for you and distract you. Nobody comes there. Lock the door. At the festival, you lock the door. Meaning, no distraction. Second, you have an appropriate chair or sitting facility. Sitting facility must have a good chair to sit properly. An area where you are not exposed to noise. You see, these are just ordinary. These are mystical things. All these facilities are there. But here we are dealing with the supreme thing, the holy name. We're not prepared. In the name of being transcendental. That's why I say we are taking many things for granted. In the name of being transcendental. See, this is the process. You lock the door, have a good sitting environment, nobody will disturb, no noise. So you are alone. To practice. Not only that, then you have to use sandalwood oil. Sandalwood oil on your body. That is protection. For protection. Use sandalwood fire to protect you. Then you can go into the exercise to project. Does it make sense? And now we want to the consciousness to touch the holy name. The supreme. No, there's no plan. No plan. There should be plan. There should be plan to keep away all distractions. So we can plan for God's attention. Papa. Right? This is what we did. But now we come into the real thing, the only thing we don't practice, we don't take beat Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And drop it to sit down and finish. And we continue like that. It's a serious business. Serious business. Though chanting japa daily, if our taste is weird, if what we are chanting, the taste is somewhere. That is called indifference. That is indifference in the name. We have taste. Something else is more important for us than the name. That's indifference. Indifference. I'm indifferent to you means what? That's not. I'm indifferent. Means what?
Neutral.
Different. You're not so important to me. Whatever happened to you, it's not my business. We don't have to treat the name like that. We don't have to treat the name like that. The name is important. Therefore, full attention. Indifference. Let's talk about indifference. The taste is somewhere. Therefore, our heart will not be absorbed in the name. Because the taste, the attraction is not there. So, there will be no absorption. No absorption. Indifference. Why? Why no absorption? Our attention is so weird. Where is that? If you're not in absorbed in the name because of indifference, what is in between us and the name? Material desire. The material desire. We are attracted to material content. How great the indifference. Right? For example like this. My attention was not on the camera. My attention was with a friend. That's indifferent. I was indifferent to the camera. The result is water. Drop in the water. So, why our mind not absorbed in the name is because of the mind is absorbed in the material object. This morning we are talking about a noise of sense gratification is very high in our consciousness. Therefore, we don't hear when the supersoul is speaking, when the deity is speaking. when the goal is big. Right? The mind is absorbed in material object. Therefore, we are indifferent to the name. It's not that the mind is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. It is absorbed in material object. How can that benefit him? How can we be benefited in that? What was the benefit of my being indifferent to my camera? If you listen to what Phyllis is, any benefit there? The benefit that I have lost my camera. Even if one is chanting 64 rounds, counting strictly on the japa beat, but in his heart, he has not received one drop of a taste of the name. No difference. You can chant 64 rounds. If the mind is not absorbed in the name, the taste will not come. This indifference or apathy towards the name is one type of inattention. Indifference. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Indifference. In the heart of a materialist, it is unavoidable. This is the beginning. In the materialistic person, this attraction to material object is unavoidable. And that one is causing our distractions, making us indifferent. If indifference or lack of attraction for the name is present, one should take association of Vaishnavas who are properly chanting in some place, shelter from the material influence. Remedy. What is the remedy? Association with Vaishnavas who have taste for the name. Serenity. If you want to overcome inattentive chanting, one solution is to have good association with devotees who are higher than us, who have taste for the name. By chanting in that situation, its absorption in material things would be reduced. We talk of this way to tune down, right? To tune down the volume, yes. It's best practice in association with devotees who are on that level, who have absorption for the name, who have taste for the name. Association, the association is very, very powerful. To chant the Veda is always to chant the Veda. Always suspicious. Especially the devotees who are superior to us in chanting. Very important. Gradually, the heart will be attracted to the name and will be anxious for the nectar of the name. This is what association does. Gradually means what? We are tuning down gradually. We are tuning down. And the name will develop taste. Let us see what happened. This is what happened to Hadasakuraji. This person stayed with him for 3 days. What happened? All material desire was destroyed. A taste of the name developed. 3 days. This is how dangerous association is. Yes. Right? Yesterday we're hearing what the OT mentioned. Somebody is a proper disciple. In Chopati, I had this person, Maharaj, but he saw him back to Chopati yesterday. Yes, he mentioned rasagula. Yes, he mentioned samosa. Association. After brownish. Brownish is succulent. Yes, golden, fresh, golden. Blood, soaked in rose water, sanded rose water, offered the deities. Look very attractive. After taking that, the next day, the rose is broken. Just for it to see her forever. Flush it. Say, look at me. Listen. Yesterday I was very, very attractive. Everybody was charmed by my wonderful qualities. But because I have association with you, just see what I am now. It's association. So this lady associated with her life for 3 days. Just 3 days. What happened? All my child desire destroyed. It takes for the name sprouted. The same thing with Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhupada chanted the holy name. Though the environment of the people who had never heard of the name, what were the results? All that practice. The chanting. That is association. So we should be very, very careful to select our association. That will support and help our chanting or our Krishna consciousness in general. If we want to minimize it by finding solution, finding some of the reasons, oh, these are family members, they are family members. Right? They are family members. They are family members, but their association is not helping our Krishna consciousness. So, yes. Lord, family members. There are people who see every day, they are family members. It is true, they are family members, but are they helping their Christian consciousness? Every day they are meeting with somebody who is giving anxiety. Every time they give you anxiety and they disturb your Christian consciousness, it's their family members. Oh, family members. You will die with it. Give it up if you want to have a healthy Christian consciousness. Give it up. Because the formula is anything which does not help promote our Christian consciousness, we should be giving up. Sometimes, Sudha Goswami is in association with the cities at a national level. The occupational duty which we have to perform according to our karma and gunas, if they don't provoke attraction for Krishna consciousness, they are useless. You understand? Only those things which will help our Krishna consciousness that are useful, as I said. Anything else which does not, even though it's better to prescribe this according to our duty, according to our karma, the better stuff. Prescribe certain activities for us. Even if those activities will not help our Krishna consciousness, we shouldn't do them. Sutta Goswami, when they say this, and we discuss this first canto part. Right? Nice association. The advanced devotees have recommended that one live in a place where Krishna had his pastimes. Temple or holy places where Krishna had pastimes. That's one. Two, Tulasi Devi. Tulasi Devi. Three, company of Westerners. And gradually increasing the period of chanting. We should increase the quality and quantity for chanting. The Prabhupada gave us 16 as minimum. He didn't say maximum. Minimum means you can go more than that. Minimum. So if the proof of our making advancement in Krishna consciousness is that we're increasing the quality and quantity. We're increasing. In other words, we're not going to be satisfied with sin and all of us saying, today is over. So it is not a moderation, it's not a burden. Chanting Java shouldn't be a moderation, it should not be a heavy load that, oh, today I've been able to remove it from my head. What will happen tomorrow? It's not. It should be a joyful activity. That is the thing that we are making advancements. We want to know how are we making advancement in Krishna consciousness, right? This is one of the proof that our taste for chanting is increasing. How do we know that? We want to chant more than 16 hours. Because we are enjoying it. Is it not? If you are eating and the food is very nice, what do? Take more. The food is not tasty, one plate is enough. Even for that, we'll be struggling with it. You manage to manage it. So it becomes a fatigue. Well, holy name is not a fatigue. Chanting the holy name is not a fatigue. It is not punishment. It's a sweet experience. Sweet. It's a joyful activity. We enjoy it. We want to give it out to others. That's a proof that we're making advancement. Chant in the holy place with Krishna performing his pastimes in association with other devotees, with Tulsi Devi, Srila Prabhupada, and what? Increase. In other words, after our 16 rounds, we should try to find some time. We should try. And after 16 rounds, we're finished with 16 rounds. Should try some extra time. Some extra time when we are not thinking of completing 16 hours. This time we're not thinking of rushing to complete 16 hours. Now we just want to see how sweet the wind is. That period is very good. We just want to see how sweet the holy wind is. We're trying to chant. Not to complete the season, not under the impression, we just want to experiment, to experience something. You can change that. It's always very good. So, how does the Christ say, increase the period? Period of time. It should increase, extend. We should always. Maintenance, just maintaining things is Maya. Yes. So increase is Krishna consciousness. Yes. So we have this document, we have this slogan. There is always a room for improvement. Is it not? This is what we say. There is always a room for improvement. Always. Is not end. There is always a room for improvement. This is the Vaishnava language. This is our language. Always a room for improvement. So just keeping things going on is my heart. Expansion. The taste for material object will go. Another remedy is to carefully chant in a room by oneself with the door locked. There you go. And c'est à partir de là que la c'est ça où je chante. I don't know the proper disciple who does it better. In my book, I always say in my book, I left the body. I forget his name. His proper disciple. He's perfect. He does it perfectly. You know why I say he does it perfectly? He chants loud. So so you can hear that he's chanting, not that he just come up and he's sleeping inside. Yes. If you are by his side, you hear him chanting. So he covered his face and he chant out so you can hear completely. That's why I say yes, don't be perfect. Because I've seen him many days, many times, doing like that. In my life. This is how Patronat Kula recommends we should do. The idea is not distraction. That's the idea. So if you want to do this, don't chant inside. You should chant so that someone else can hear you. That's perfect. So that if you are sleeping, you can help. Somebody else can help. But if you are inside, nobody will know if you are perfectly chanting or not. And when you make your offenses, see this problem, maybe you're sleeping. Why you're not sleeping? Or you are chanting while you're sleeping. To help us avoid this offense, do it perfectly, like this Prabhu and I said in my life. He chants now, so you can draw out the time he's chanting with the hearing voice, and he won't hear it. Or he always won't hear it. You sit by proper side there, that's when he does all the chant. Why I forget it? It's a very familiar person. He's a man for many years. He wrote the book, Governor, he. You don't do it. I forget it. You don't? But the governor. Anyway. If one chants with a sluggish mind, or after chanting a little, one has to stop before finishing his song. It is called laziness. Sluggish chanting. Chanting and dropping the beats to go and do some other things to come and chant. It is what? Laziness. And some devotees, they chant. Some devotees, they chant like this. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Set it. Set it.
So when they come back, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. This is wrong. This is wrong. You should start from the beginning. It is destruction. It is inattentiveness because you have given it up to one to do something else. Why you are doing those things, do you remember that? No. So inattentiveness. So when you come back, start from the beginning. See, this chanting is for Guru. This Japa, is it for Guru?
No.
For Krishna?
No.
Temple President?
No.
GBC?
No.
Why?
No.
Children, but
no?
It's for who?
For yourself.
For ourselves. Let us do ourselves good. We should do ourselves good. Where? Where are we going to? First thing first. The first thing is good japa. If you have a good japa, you have a good day. Yes. Good morning, sir, means what? Good chapa. Means that they have done a good chapa. Then it is a good day. If the chapa is not good, so how good is the day? Useless. So tell somebody, good morning, Prabhu, allegation of Prabhu means what?
Good japa.
The japa is good. Yeah, the story is good. I have a healthy life. Right? If the japa is not good, the day is not good. Even if you make billions that day materially, you will not be happy. You will not be satisfied. So we're looking at this. From this, one's taste for the name cannot develop. Listen. Remedy. The remedy for this is to take association of Vaishnavas who do not waste time in material activity, but constantly chant and remember the holy name. Listen, association with devotees. Don't see. Why we should value devotees? We should value each other. We should value each other. They are very important in my life. Because by association, the Christian consciousness can become meaningful. Without association of Vaishnava, it is not possible for anyone to make it back and back again. We need devotees to become devotees. Therefore, ISKCON motto is more devotees, happier devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of devotees. They are superior person. When one sees how the true Vaishnava or Sadhu does not waste time in useless pursuits, he will develop a taste. The same. Association. Whomever we associate with, we will emulate, we will follow that person. By this, enthusiasm will come to the lazy mind and he will overcome the offense of laziness or inertia. Association. One will become determined to increase his chanting every day by association with those who are good chanters. Our determination to increase every day the chanting will come. By this eagerness in his rounds and by the mercy of the devotees, the offense of laziness will quickly go away. Very important. So we have discussed indifference and laziness. Now, one should be careful to eliminate the third type of inattention, which is distraction. From distraction, all types of inattention are born. This fault resides in attraction to women. Men. Yes. It is not only that women are distraction for men. Men are also distraction for women. So we are. Yes. This fault resides in attraction for men. Women. Wealth and attraction for material success or victory. Attraction for material success or victory. Desire for position and a propensity to cheat. These are all the desire to cheat, to be famous, to have position. All these things are a result of chanting offensively. We will get all these things. If you chant offensively, you will get all these things. You have desire for position. And when you get the position, we think, yes, I've achieved my goal of being good. satisfied with the position and will fight to maintain that position. Because matriculant is a goal. It's not a goal. It's not a goal. All distractions. One should be careful to eliminate this distraction by following the proper vital behavior. For example, on a Ekadashi, an appearance day, one should stop thinking of eating and all day and night chant in association of devotees. What's the remedy for overcoming distractions? On a Ekadashi day, stop. You just need to stick out. Use medium to teach our mouth. Right? And do what? Chant throughout the whole day and night. Gautam Visi, we're discussing what Ambarish Maharaj. My dear king, did you stay near the Lord throughout the whole day and chant and hear the glories of the Lord? You stay near the Lord means what? You are close, you are in the temple. Or you have your deities in the house. In other words, you stay, the activity on the Karasi day is what? To chant and hear. Sri Ramakrishna also told devotees in Jagannath Puri, he called all the devotees, today is a Karasi. The record of Jagadamanda Pundit. Jagadamanda Pundit. He has it with Prima Bhakti Chandrika. It's now we call all the devotees. Today is Ekadashi. So today is not eating. This is the time of me teaching about food. This was in Jagannath Puri, not in Nalakri. Jagannath Puri is what? Is the city for Prasada, each of the neck. In this city of Prasada, Sitsama is giving instruction. Today, there is no food. Even though it is Krishna Prasada, don't honor that, keep for the next day. For today, it is only chanting and hearing. If you want to overcome distraction, these are the formula, these are the remedy. To overcome distraction. In chanting, chanting. Ekadashi days. And the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada said, there are certain days which are called determined, such as Ekadashi and Janmasthami. Determined. On these days, Of course, we should do austerity according to our means. We shouldn't do austerity which will disturb our service directly. That is not good. We already given a formula. Anything which does not help our Christian consciousness, we should not do it. So any austerity which will not allow us to do our service, we should not do it. Do austerity to help us increase our service. That is austerity. That is bona fide. Yes. Everything we do is to help us improve. That is good. Anything which does not improve our Christian consciousness is not good. And we shouldn't do it. See, if you are going to chant throughout the day and night, and the next day you sleep throughout the whole day and not save it, then it is not good. The purpose is defeated. That is not the purpose. The purpose is to help increase the quality of our devotional service to Krishna. We improve the quality and the quantity. That is bona fide. Right? Karas. Association of devotees. So, austerity means what? A karas. To reduce the demands of the body and increase our spiritual demands. That's austerity. Boga, Tiaga, Krishna, Vitya. Right? Boga, Tiaga, Krishna, Vitya. Krishna, Pachitana, we speak. We should give up sense purification to please Lord Krishna. So if it is not pleasing Krishna by our sins, then it is not bona fide. We shouldn't do it. Because the purpose is to increase our service for Krishna, increase Krishna's pleasure. In this way, one will joyfully engage in devotional activities, listening to little scriptures of the Lord in association with the Lord's servant in the Lord's dance. Gradually, the bhakti portion of one's mind will increase. Gradually, the bhakti one's mind will increase. And the mind will rejoice in hearing topics about Krishna. One should never be inattentive to complete one's prescribed number of daily rounds. One should never be inattentive to complete one's prescribed number of daily rounds. This should be noted day by day. Should be noted day by day. We should not fail to complete our japa every day. We should not fail to do that. When chanting these prescribed rounds, one should avoid the different types of inattentiveness. Giving up the desire to increase the number of rounds for sure. We should not increase the number for sure. But we did not win our chance. You know? 64. But what is my behavior? What is my character? Right? I'm chanting 64 every day, but what is my character? What is my behavior? How do I deal with all of you? That's important. We shouldn't increase just to make sure. We should increase genuinely because we are making advancements. We are making advancement means that what we are practicing will show. If you are eating very nicely, it will show, is it not? If you are not eating nicely, it will show. So if you are making advancement, increase because it will show. Devotees, brothers and sisters who are with me, they will see that this problem is changing. But this matter is different. This problem used to look like this, but this day has changed. Yes, and we want to see this. Not just that, no, 64. Okay, 64. How do you behave with your brothers and sisters? What is our relationship? Shouting, calling. No. We shouldn't increase just to make sure. That's not proper. Therefore, the devotee starts by chanting with full concentration in a peaceful place for a short time. He will always pray to the Lord that he will chant clear, attentive rounds with fixed mind on Krishna. We should do what? We should always pray to Krishna to help us chant with an attentive mind. Krishna asked Arjuna this question about Gita. Arjuna, did you hear me with an attentive mind? Krishna asked this question to Arjuna. Why Krishna asked? He gave the reason. Krishna gave the reason. If you hear with an attentive mind, it is sure that the illusion will not be there. The illusion will be gone. By now, to be free from illusion, you will not be bewildered any longer. By now, no more bewilderment, no confusion, no anxiety. You are now ready to do devotional service as I am expecting you to do. Arjuna said, yes, Krishna. Yes. Yes. Bhagavad Gita 18:72. Krishna asked, in 73, Arjuna responded, Arjuna Vacha, Nasta Mahams Nidhimabga, Taposada, Ayachita. My illusion is gone, I have regained my strength. Before I was, but now, everything is completely perfect now. I'm willing to do whatever I want me to do. Whatever I want me to do. That's the result of hearing with attentive mind or chanting with attentive mind. Illusion will be gone. All imperfection will be gone. All misgivings gone. What remains is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's grace is necessary to cross the ocean of material existence. Is it true or not?
Yes.
Krishna's mercy is always necessary to cross the ocean of material existence. Being anxious in heart, one should beg for mercy, and because Krishna is merciful, he will help. We should do what? We should always beg for mercy. And because Krishna is merciful, he will help. Whoever does not try for that mercy is very unfortunate. We should always beg for mercy. We should learn to pray every day. That person who has attained the ornament of the touchstone of the holy name still aspires to the 2 feet of Haridas. Nama Charas the Haridas Sakura Ki. Chanting in the temple room with other devotees, association of other devotees, and we are shouting at the mind. so we can concentrate. So it's good for us, but other devotees are getting distracted. So what should we do? Should we just be callous and just continue because we are getting benefit and other devotees are getting distracted? No. Our duty is not to distract others. So go behind. Go back. So that others are not distracted. I give an example of this holiday Japanese Swami. He chanted loud, also like that. He chanted loud. And other devotees reported to Prabhupada. So that Prabhupada, you can't hear the whole chapter because of Mahamaya. So that Prabhupada didn't tell him to stop. He told him to go back, go behind. Continue with the loud chanting because he knows the value. Go behind and shout at the mind, so the mind will not disturb it. Right? Yes.
Sometimes you have devotee chanting, from devotee chant with good pronunciation, Hare Krishna, with good pronunciation. And so then there are people in the chat, maybe something that they get a comment on or something. Is it good or not?
Good chanting means that the person who is chanting is hearing for the chanting. That is good chanting. And if you are hearing, you will not chant on because you will correct yourself. So if one is chanting and he's not hearing what is chanting, it's wrong. You understand? Good chanting, you are hearing what they're chanting. And if you are hearing, you will notice that they're not pronouncing the words the same way. See, you have to correct it and keep chanting. That is good chanting. So if we are not hearing, it's bad. Therefore, we will not know that we are not pronouncing the words 60 words. You're missing some. That's bad chanting. You're not correct. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.